When did you leave to go to the front?
The 30th of June.
Mm-hmm. 30th of June. Do you recall arriving at the Beaumont Hamel area?
That's right. Arrived there about early in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we had some rations then, ready to go off the first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. When did you actually reach the trenches? Do you recall?
About 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Did the men, or did you recall having any knowledge of the battle or what was going to take place at that time?
We knew we had to take Beaumont Hamel there, but we were told it would be an easy job.
Mm-hmm. The understatement of the year.
That's right.
Now, I understand you weren't the only people involved in this battle. Besides the Newfoundland Regiment, there were others.
The 29th Division. Mm-hmm. And two of their regiments went up ahead of us, and we were the third to go over the top. And when we were all wiped out, and the fourth one was stopped, didn't go.
Mm-hmm. What was the day like that early morning? What was the weather like that first morning?
It was very fine, very hot day, but very sunny.
Did you have much equipment?
Oh, with all we can carry.
Mm-hmm. What was the plan of battle? Was there troubles getting out of the trenches through the barbed wire?
No trouble. The barbed wire was out in front. We just had to walk out to that and go through, cut passageways, and then line up in front and continue on. But we didn't get very far.
Now, how far would you say was it from your trenches to the German trenches?
Well, I should say somewhere about 200 yards. And a few of us got over about halfway over before being knocked out.
Before you actually left the trenches, was there any bombardment or anything of this nature?
No, early in the morning, but not afterwards. Mm-hmm. And we just continued straight on against heavy enemy fire, shells and machine guns.
Could you actually see the enemy?
No. Mm-hmm. He was down these trenches.
Now, the other men of other regiments who attacked before you did, could you see what was happening there?
Yeah, well, yes, we could see they had been wiped out. We thought we wouldn't get much of a chance. We went ahead right behind the other English regiments after they had been wiped out, and we continued on and until every man was wiped out. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else to do. There's another regiment supposed to come behind ours, but they didn't let it go afterwards. Mm-hmm. Because there's no chance of getting through.
Who were the first ones to leave? Which were the English?
Two English regiments, and we were the third.
Where were they in relation to you? Were they to your left?
A little bit to our left, yes.
This was a continuous line made up of...
Yes, continuous line, yes. Made up of 3-4 regiments.
Did you or any of the men have time to think about what was going on?
Oh, yes, we could see it because the other regiment went ahead of us, and sometimes the head of our regiment, and we had to follow behind them. And we saw there's practically no hope, but we tried anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was the order was given and everybody got up the same time?
That's right. As soon as we got ordered to advance, we went.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that most of the men made it halfway sort of thing, or did they actually come running under fire as soon as they approached the trenches?
They came under fire as soon as they left our trenches, and they stopped dropping all the way over as they got less than halfway over.
Mm-hmm. Can you recall the scene when you yourself got hit?
When I was hit, I was hit in the head and knocked unconscious for a little while, like him through. And I stayed still then all day in the hot, very hot sun.
Why did you stay still at that time?
Because looking up, I see chaps running back and being wiped out right away by machine gun fire. So I stayed and crawled back about 11 o'clock that night.